Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old John. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of.
What I had dreamed of.
She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
Can't wait. Come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
Down below, down below. Down below, down below, down below, down below. Thank you. Thank you. You're so beautiful, huh? The signs of springtime. I tried to keep the past behind me, but she doesn't remind me she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Come on, the gospel. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day of my life.
Oh. Woo!
It was a cold, this day. I had to rub the cover, no. Cold is dead of my life. I thought there was no other, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soul School Music live on Tribe Family Channel. I am the creator of Tribe Family Channel, Beverly Black, and I want to wish you first a happy Black History Month. Let me say that again. Happy Black History Month from Soul School Music. And before I bring on the host, Mr. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, let me just tell you, I am so honored, privileged, and I feel like it's just an extreme privilege to have these legends on this show. William Hart of the Delphonics, ladies and gentlemen, will be joining Marshall Thompson right here live on Soul School Music. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on Mr. Marshall Thompson, and I'm going to bring him on in the fashion that they do when you see the Shy Lights live. And in case you haven't, you need to go to www.shylights.com. .info and get up on that 2017 tour. Baby, they're here in California this month, and I will see them. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to welcome Mr. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, the way they do it on stage.
Legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shy Lights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters. Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Marshall Thompson of the legendary Shy Lights. What's happening, my brother?
Pleasant good evening. Everything is going super bad.
Hey. You know what? I've been watching your Facebook post, man, and you've been traveling the globe. The Shy Lights are hitting every city, and it's just a pleasure to know that this month you'll be in California, and I'll be seeing you and the rest of the crew. So I'm excited as I am about tonight's show with this legendary guest. Are you ready for Mr. William Hart?
I sure is. I mean, a guy has been with me for about 50 years, and I'm very excited for him being on the show.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Well, for those little newcomers that might not be so true to real school soul music, let's put them up on a little game first. The Delphonics are an American R&B soul vocal group from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Delphonics were most popular in the late 60s and early 70s. Their most notable hits include La La Means I Love You, Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time, Break Your Promise, I'm Sorry, and Ready or Not, Here I Come. Can't Hide from Love. Their hit songs were primarily written, composed by their hit songs were primarily written and composed by lead vocalist and founding member William Poogie Hart and arranged and produced by songwriter and producer Tom Bell. Ladies and gentlemen, right here live on Tribe Family Channel Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, please welcome William Poogie Hart. What's happening, Mr. Hart?
Everything's good. How's things in Chicago? How's the weather out there?
Real cold.
It always is cold when we come to Chicago. Seems like we never come in the summertime.
It was cold in Philadelphia. I just left Philadelphia Saturday, but I come from there, and it was cold there, too.
Yeah, we was up in Jersey. It was snowing and everything. You know
what? Wow.
Man, you know, hey man, you know the route. We done been traveled all over this earth together, man, and I was watching Shy Lights and the Delphonics on the Soul Train show with my wife. She had pulled it up on her iPad, and it was funny, and like it brought tears to my eyes, you know, because I remember the roads that we had to travel and ups and downs and all that kind of stuff. The young people don't understand.
No, they don't know about that.
See, we had to understand how to sing. We had to really know how to sing. We couldn't use voice machines and all that other kind of stuff. We had to really, and that's why people can feel our music today, Marshall, I believe, because our music was really from the heart. It wasn't from a machine.
No,
see, the
they didn't have a machine. Yeah, they didn't have a machine then. They had real things, you know?
He could play or he could fire like James Brown used to fire a whole bunch of bands.
You better believe it.
But you had to know how to read music. You either know how to play it. Oh, you know how to write your own songs. I was really deep into writing my own songs. Tommy Bell arranged my songs. He did not produce, nor did he even write my songs. He just arranged my songs, and a lot of people got that wrong. They don't know that William Hart wrote those songs, every single one.
Well, I know William Hart wrote those songs. If nobody else knows, I know it. I know you sung them, you wrote them, and you sung the background
them.
On some of them. That's right.
And produced
them. I know you did.
Produced
them. I only been with you 50 years.
Listen, gentlemen, you gentlemen have a lot of history. I definitely want to get 50 years worth of history out of you. So now take me back to the beginning. Where did you all meet?
Well, I can tell you, and then I'm gonna let him tell you too. But we met as far as the musical part of it. You know, we was always Delphonics fans. You know, when they first came out from the very beginning, when we had the Jackson 5 opening up the show for us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And We had Michael Jackson. I'm opening up the show for me and the Delphonics back here in Chicago at the Regal, and we became friends ever since that. And you're talking about that's almost 50 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Friend. I mean, friends. We call and talk to each other on the phone, and
every day.
Talk about the ups and talk about the downs, and the most critical part, you know, that we never talk about much is how the industry, you know, took advantage of us. We ought to be multimillionaires. There should be no question about us being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There should be no question. We're the foundation. I mean, come on. I mean, we crossed over all barriers. We didn't just country and western. We hit white and black. Our music was clean. Grandmothers could listen to our music. Man, I was listening to, Have You Seen Her? Man, I'm telling you, tears is just coming to my eyes. I'm listening to the words of the stuff that we used before this interview, you know. And I'm saying, man, them boys were singing, boy. You hear me? And we knew y'all was singing too. I said we got to step up our game, y'all. You know.
Hey, well, we had to step up our game.
Them boys from Chicago coming at our neck.
That la-la means I love you. You was coming after everybody with that one. And then you came back to Chicago, which did not blow your mind after you all that came from overseas.
Oh, yeah.
With them shoes. They came in there, Beverly, with some shoes on I never seen. They got them from Switzerland somewhere. I said, man, we got to go get us some shoes.
Wow.
And you know what? I've learned it, you know. And see, Marshall and them, they knew too. See, and in fact, most of the groups in our area, they knew that presentation was half of the game.
That's
you
right.
You have to look like somebody that they paid their money to come see.
That's correct.
You know, and you have to really entertain them and have fun up there, whatever time. See, there was a time I would argue about going on first or second,
all
third.
Kind of stuff. All
because we were more popular than most groups, you know?
Absolutely.
And the promoters, you know, they had their little ego thing with you, and they take it in the shine. Like, what we look like opening up for the stylistic. They came after us, man. I mean, and didn't have the comments we had.
That's right.
But at the same time, we deal with the ego. We just get paid, you know.
Right. That's
but
right.
At the same time, these young boys, I think Marshall, they should clean up their music, don't you?
They got to. They don't have no other way to do it now because they if they don't, it all this stuff then ran out now. So they got to find. That's why they finding your tracks. Finding our tracks to do. Mm-hmm. They don't have no other place to go.
You better say that because see what I love about you two is that like Mr. Hart said, you read music, you read music. Back in the day, you didn't come on there with any machines and you know, you had showmanship.
No.
You have showmanship. You have style. It's a polished act. You entertain. So now let me ask you this, Mr. Hart, tell us the Delphonics. Were you always named the Delphonics, or what is the beginning roots of the Delphonics?
No, you know how that goes, Marshall. You know how many names you get before you get to that right one.
All of the ones before you got there.
It was a group called the Four Guys. I was a member of them. It was a group called the Veltones. And then, just like Marshall, I had named the group the Orphonics. And then I met this guy, Stan Watson, the hustler guy, you know. Man, you can sing. Man, your group sound good. Why don't you name them the Delph? I said, well, I got to name the Del damn Phonics. I said, I got the Orphonics here. Right? And I'm mad. I'm a young boy, you know. I'm fighting back. He said, look, we can record y'all if you record as the Dolphin. He like, he was a member of the Dell Vikings.
All right.
And,
wow.
Oh, okay, years ago, right? So I didn't know that. So I ain't arguing because I didn't want to upset the apple cart. I'm writing hit after hit after hit.
Absolutely.
And they robbing me day after day, him and Tom Bell. Tom Bell takes 50% of my publishing, and he would take the other 50%. And then Tom Bell would take 50% of my writers, right? That's why when people talk about Tom Bell, they got to do just a little more history on the reality
that's terrible.
Of his true status. Okay.
Status. Wait, before you get into that, because you were talking about the Delphonics and the name, and you didn't tell me how you came to the decision to change it, because the Delphonics, Dell, you're out of Philadelphia, so that makes a lot of sense.
The manager kept telling us, if we didn't change the name, we wasn't going in the studio.
So basically he threatened that you guys, if you would record as the Delphonics, he'll put you in the studio, and that's where the decision came. Okay,
and he owned the name
then,
Delphonics, but he owned a fictitious part of the name, right?
Okay.
So as time went on, I owned the name. I owned the name, service mark, trademark, from the federal government, not just Harrisburg. So
okay.
That's just blotted him right out. So the real owner of the name now is me, 100%. So,
that's right.
I would advise all young guys to make sure they own all their property.
Right, their intellectual property.
If it belongs to you, you should own it.
Right. All right. So now, speaking in business terms, you were saying that, you know, things weren't always what they appeared with Mr. Tom Bell. So, I mean, this is Tribe Family Channel. We show love for everybody, and we give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me let you go ahead and give the proper credit and set the record straight. You got the floor.
Yeah. See, the proper credits, you know. See, if we're about the proper credits and not nothing fictitious, then you're talking to the nucleus of the Delphonics. Marshall will tell you that. You're talking to the brother who write these songs, who sit down full time. I brought them French horns on the scene. Tom Bell didn't know anything about French horns. Where did the French horns come from? I used to always go to the biblical movies all the time, Marshall. And you know,
right.
And they would blow the French horn, and then the warriors would come. Remember?
That's right.
So I said, you know what?
Right.
I'm going to add that to my phone. Trust me. You hear me?
Wow.
All this is production. These are production credits that were taken from me. I'm a young boy. I don't know. And they tell me I make my money on the road. You know what they told us.
That was biblical in itself, because that was so key, because it says, let he who has an ear hear. And you're not just watching the movie, but you're watching the production and the backdrop of it, because, you know, it's all about producing a show, seeing the credits, seeing how everything comes together to produce the whole picture. So you're hearing these horns, and now when you think about those horns, like when Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time comes on.
Exactly.
My God. That's genius.
They think it's Tom Bell because he wrote out the music for me. I didn't know how to read music, but I knew the music, so he knew how to read music and play piano, but he never had a hit before until he met me or was involved in a hit record until he met me. Do the history on
what I'm talking about.
But that doesn't mean that he's one of the greatest arrangers that I've ever encountered.
Right.
You know? If I say I wanted to sound like Break Back Rack would lay it, he would know just
how
to go in and do that.
That's right.
You know? But when the record came out, it came out written by Tom Bell and William Hart. No. Written by William Hart and arranged by Tom Bell.
That's correct.
Wow.
And this is how they got to a lot of us. So Marshall will tell you.
That's right.
The same story over and over. And
right.
They appear to be nice people, But really, it's a form of stealing. I mean, you're stealing from the guy's grandkids. If I earn
come on
anything,
now, take them from the legacy, you know. And like you were saying, the intellectual property, you're advising for our listeners all around the world. You're hearing the legends tell you.
Yes.
This is William Pooji Hart. This is Marshall Thompson, the godfather of vocal groups. These are the Delphonics and the Shy Lights. These men have been in business nearly, they have a combined, over 100 years of combined music background if you look at 60 and 60. Come on now. And so all of your, and congratulations to both of you. Congratulations to 58 years in the business. The Shy Lights just, you know, clicked over the clock every time a new year comes in. When they hit that December 31st, January 1st, they are welcome in a new year of business. So congratulations, Marshall Thompson from Soul School Music, Tribe Family Channel, Genius is Common, and Gumbo for the Soul.
Marshall is an example. Marshall, let me tell you, he's always been an example to me of a guy that was about strictly business. You hear me? And I learned a lot from him, whether he knew it or not. You know,
and I learned a lot from him. Whether he knew it or not.
But believe me, I'm telling you, and I, you know, I've come to the conclusion, Marshall, that all these shows that we have done, and this is something I want all the listeners to take a real good listening to, because it's going to start tonight. When I get finished saying what I'm about to say. All right? All right. I believe that all the people that come to our shows, right, they risk their lives coming to our shows. They risk their lives going home while we get the money. Listen. Get flashy cars and flashy homes and throw it in their face while they are about to be kicked out of their houses, and they support us to become rich and famous, and we as entertainers don't have any program for those who made us rich and famous, because without them, there would be no us. So now, what I'm saying is all the entertainers is going to start tonight. It's going to understand that we have to come under the umbrella of entertainers united to help, which means you're talking about the Oprahs. You're talking about the Magic Johnsons. You're talking about all the giants. You're talking about the baseball players, the football players, all where people have to come and risk their lives. They come from, and most of the time, the fans are the poor people, right?
You know, and
so
I
now,
like what you're talking about, too, because that's philanthropy. That's like giving back. That's like, so all of the stars, and that's a big feat, you know, to accomplish, to bring together, you know, all of the entertainment industry to say, hey,
we
want to do this for the people.
Let me finish explaining this here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we want to get back to your history of the Delphonics, too.
Yeah. Well, basically of the Delphonics is to sing clean music and to heal, you know, people, because music can heal the soul of a savage beast. So that's, you know, I just wanted to put that out there because I believe that we should have banks set up in all 50 states. Where the entertainment companies, the entertainers, is constantly putting it. There shouldn't be no poor people. We should establish poor people program and stick to it. Okay,
that's
because
real.
There's more
that's
poor
real
people than anybody else. So we
yeah,
won't
that
have
is
any
real.
Problems.
That's real
with,
talk right there. because we're going to have to do something. I mean, you look at the state, the economical state of what's happening, and then there needs to be financial management education so that, you know, we start raising our youth to look at legacy building. You know, we came in here being trained to believe that, you know, the 9-to-5, the picket fence, that was life. And we're learning that, no, you're not going to get that, you know, that you're looking for that golden egg, and that's not it. This economy is not going to give you
all,
that. But listen,
first of all, what is happening is we're asking when we don't have to ask, because you say raise the hands if you're poor. I know I'm poor. Everybody's poor, because if there's one poor man on the planet, all of us are still poor. So what we have to do is destroy the cancer of poverty. So the entertainers, the very rich entertainers, instead of buying a $25 million car, take that and straighten out some people's program, buy their house for them. Let's set up a situation where we pay their gas bills, where we pay for their houses, and give them jobs.
You better say that, and people
can
stop losing to the mortgage giants and looking for bailouts, because it's not going to happen. Yeah. Listen, we're going to have to follow up on that conversation and pin that, because that is really deep, and that is something, because I do have a nonprofit. It's Gumbo for the Soul Literacy Program, and I would love to link up with not just you but other individuals that are talking about those types of things, and not only that, but like I said, financial literacy.
If we are doctors and a man comes in the house with a broken leg and another man comes in the house with his heart hanging out, we're going to work on the man with his heart hanging out. So the ghetto and poverty is the situation where the heart is hanging out. So those of us that God has blessed with some type of fortune, okay, we got to establish a poor people program. We got to set up, it's only 50 states, and all poor people is constantly filling these banks up every day. So now all of our houses and our bills are paid, because we belong to the poor people program, and there's more of us, and there won't be no more. We can stop the guns and the killings. Because all they want is money and the living.
You are preaching. Yeah, because they're looking for guidance and leadership. Now, let me ask you this, because we're going to pin that, because, you know, we're going to get back to the philanthropy of what you do, and probably maybe need to have a part two show. I want to get some music aspects and everything, because that is really, that's really deep, and that's something that can happen. It's very viable, because what you do have as a community in the arts, the resources are there. So let's pin that philanthropy, and let's talk about the business of music after the Delphonics themselves. So now, in the early 60s, who would you say broke the Delphonics into the business? Because I want to get the history behind
the early
60s, all these.
Little Anthony and the Imperial.
Tell me about that. Don't make me call Mr. Anthony. I didn't know that.
That's right.
You know what? I will call. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to call Mr. Anthony right now, okay? In fact, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to go to a song, and I'm going to see if I can get Mr. Anthony on the phone, because he usually answers my calls.
Let's do this. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, let's do this. We're going to pick back up after
our song. Last time I seen him, we were doing a show together in New York.
Really? Well, I'm going to see if I can get him on the line. Now, before I play my favorites by the Delphonics, Marshall, and I know I have your favorite up here too, because Marshall and I, you know, we talk about what we're going to have on the show, and, you know, we have your camp send songs, and they sent some songs, and then I added a song that you don't know is my favorite, but I want to, before I go to any of my favorites, let's talk about Somewhere in My Life. Now, that might be in the middle of your all's, you know, career. It might be a new one or, you know, I don't know. But I want you to tell me and our audience, global audience that's listening, we're going to thank them for tuning in to Soul School Music again. Tell us about the song Somewhere in Our Life, and then while we're playing that, I'm going to try to get little Anthony on the phone.
Okay. You want me to start talking to you about it now?
Yeah, tell me. Yes, tell our audience about Somewhere in Our Life.
Somewhere in My Life, it's a very inspirational song, you know. Somewhere in my life, I know there's an angel. And all of us is appointed an angel by God, you know? And it,
I believe that.
You can't see him. It's like an orb that God puts around you, but you can hear it talk to you. And it's indestructible. It protects you for your life. So somewhere in my life, there must be an angel. You know, and there's someone who will let me be myself, you know, because actually human beings are really helpless. I mean, very, very helpless when it comes to the power of God. That song has a lot to do with the power of God. I would like for the listeners really to listen to the words you know, the desire of a person is seeking, you know, to succeed in love and in happiness. Check it out.
That sounds good. Marshall, my brother, does that sound kind of inspirational to you? Because I received that. We are all appointed angels. I think you've been a big brother and an angel to me for this show.
Well, all the blessings come from God anyway, and Gigi is really talking some very, very important situation for listeners. I'm glad that we have a lot of listeners on our show every week from all over the world. Fuji might not know it, but you have quite a few people across the world, Fuji, listening to you talk right now, and it's very important. I'm taking it all in. That's why I was real quiet. You're taking it all in from your heart. You were speaking from your heart. And that's what means something. That's why your name is called William Hart.
Amen to that. Well, here we go. Somewhere in My Life, the Delphonics. William Hart, live with Soul School Music, Marshall Thompson on Tribe Family Channel.
Somewhere in my life, there's an angel.
Somewhere in my life, the angel.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. Our guest is William Hart, and we are honoring the Delphonics and R&B soul vocal group.
I mean to cut you off, but I was getting into that song. That's a pretty song.
That is a beautiful song, Mr. Hart. We need to play that again.
You know, sometimes we don't get into our songs, and I was just listening to it, you know.
But it's killing me. I was saying, wow, boy, Poojie's voice is magnificent. Your voice, tenor, was magnificent, buddy.
Man, just beautiful, just beautiful. Listen, I left Mr. Anthony a voicemail, and I asked him to call in, so we'll see. But we've had him on our show, and I want you, Mr. William Hart, to tell us how the Delphonics, how did Little Anthony of Little Anthony and the Imperials discover the Delphonics?
Oh, man, man. If you look on the Delphonics album, I did Hurt So Bad. I re-recorded. And we would get all their albums and sing all. They sing a lot of classics.
All right.
Don't tie me down. We learned a whole lot of a harmony moves.
That's
from
right.
Them.
That's
you know,
right.
They had a whole lot of beautiful harmony moves and stuff.
Beautiful.
In their albums.
Beautiful.
If you listen to in their albums, it's off the charts, man. See, if you notice, my addiction was always clear, but I really wasn't aware of it till I heard Little Anthony.
Right.
And Dionne Warwick. Their addiction is real clear and clean. You can hear every lyric they say.
Clean. Yep.
So even if I sing hi, you're going to hear my lyric.
You hear Little Anthony and Poojie's voice all the way around, if you listen.
All the way around.
I'm on the outside looking in on all those cuts. You can hear Poojie's voice just right there.
All of you can see where I breathed myself.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, okay, well, tell us the Little Anthony story. How did he discover you all, though? Tell us the story, the background.
Oh, no. We got all of his albums when we were the Veltones, right? It was me, Randy, and Stan Lathan. Stan Lathan used to work with Russell Simmons.
Mm-hmm. I know Stan Lathan.
Stan Lathan was one of the first Delphonics.
Okay. Well, you know what, and that reminds me of a conversation that I did have with our sponsor, and you talked to him, Mr. Bruce George, the creator of and co-founder of Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO, and the founder of Genius is Common, and we're happy to have you as part of the Genius is Common movement. So he did tell me that when he talked to you that he learned that what he didn't know about Stan Lathan as well is that he was one of the Delphonics. So what a small world. That is crazy. Who knew he could sing?
Yeah, Stan Lathan was a Delphonic before my brother was.
Wow.
Stan Lathan, Donald Cannon, and Randy Gaines.
Wow.
Yeah. We were the four guys, and then Randy went off to college, and me and Donald and Stanley kept going.
And I didn't even know that.
Stanley comes second tenor, and Donald Cannon, who passed away, he sang baritone. So that was the real Delphonics. We were singing. Then I'm on the corner with no music. You know how it was.
Right.
Marshall, no.
Absolutely.
No music.
No
Marshall,
music.
No. I mean, it was something. And we had to sound right.
You better believe it.
Wasn't no missing no note.
So you were heavily influenced by Little Anthony and the Imperials, and you had all of
Little
their music.
Little Anthony was like my idol. He was my idol. I loved the way, because everybody else, I couldn't hardly hear what they were saying. Like, I could hear Smokey sing high. I heard Curtis. Mm-hmm. I could hear him pretty well, you know. But Anthony seemed like he made it a point to make it what he said clear, and that's what I did. You know, I said.
So he set the bar for you to be able to come out and bring your voice up to that level Is that kind of what you're saying? Is that okay? That's what set the bar.
I took my voice, right,
mm-hmm.
and marinated Anthony Seal and the way he pronounced words in my voice, with my high voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody thought I was somebody unusual when I came. This nigga, Anthony? No, he ain't Anthony. Because I was saying higher than Anthony. See? Then.
Wow. That's amazing.
But Anthony was, I'm telling you, he had a song called Don't Tie Me Down. You ever hear that that song?
It's from that album. That's from the Outside Looking In and Out. Yeah, I heard that before.
That's a bad. Don't tie me down. Down. You know what I mean? That boy,
yeah.
Man, the song they sung was so classic, and they crossed
Anthony,
over. And this is
Anthony stays in touch with me every day. He haven't missed one day of not staying in touch with me.
Tell him, man, one of his favorite, I look up to him like people look up to me.
Right.
Or you. You know how we got fans that say they look
right.
up to us.
That's
well,
right.
I look up to that brother. You know, because
right.
I
wow.
learned a lot from him.
Right.
You know, and I hope
right.
he's in the best of health. You know?
Yeah.
And getting back to this one point, y'all, listen. I did want to say this. On the Entertainers United to Help and Poor People Program, PPP, Poor People, we have to come with it exactly as it is, all right? That
Absolutely.
Means all poor people, poor Caucasians, poor Indians, poor blacks, poor everybody, all poor
Absolutely.
People. Come. You got doctors,
Absolutely.
Scientists, and everybody that's poor. But once we
Absolutely.
All pool our resources as poor people, funded by and backed up by Entertainers United to help, I think we may have something to help clean
right.
our ghettos up.
Absolutely.
Because God wants
Absolutely.
A clean world.
Absolutely.
Somebody got to speak out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm going to be looking forward to a future conversation in that. Now, let us do this. We're going to get a little more background on the songs because, excuse me, we're winding up to the top of the hour and I want to make sure that I cover everything. And so tell us, what would you say is the most inspirational song? What song out of all the songs that we have left on the playlist touches you the most? And I'm going to tell you what we have. We're going to play Do What You Do. We're going to play Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time. We're going to play How Long Will You Stay. We're going to play La 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 Means I Love You. We're going to play Ready or Not. And we're going to play, did I say Break Your Promise?
Nice.
I love
those
songs.
You got them on
songs.
Your playlist?
I have those on my playlist. We're going to be going out partying as we wind up to the top of the
Let's
hour.
Go out
and
with
I
do.
Want
Let's go
you
out with Do What You Do, but know what you're doing.
Well, tell us about that song, and let's go ahead and run that right now because I want you to be able to tell us about that, and Marshall would like to know, you know, and be able to respond as well. So tell
us
about
what?
Do What You Do.
Do What You Do is really based around the conversation that I was talking about. We got
uh-huh.
to do what we do, but know what we're doing. Go where we go.
Well, there it is.
But know
there.
Where we're going.
Marshall?
See?
Marshall, we got to do what you do, and here we go on Soul School Music.
I went crazy on this time, Marshall.
Do what you do.
And gentlemen, you are live on Tribe Family Channel, and we're going to find out what the genius behind that song is all about right after we hear from a word from our sponsor. Our sponsor is Geniuses Common, and recently Mr. Bruce George caught up with William Hart and had a chance to have him express his genius. And so here we are listening to Geniuses Common, William Hart, live on Soul School Music.
Hi, this is William Hart, lead singer of the Dolphonics. Genius, my genius is seeing my people free.
That's right.
Seeing the world free of the cancer of disagreement. My genius is to earn a living to help those cannot help themselves.
Amen.
And my main genius is God, Almighty God Himself.
Amen.
He put in me the ability to be called a genius in my writing ability. He writes through me. He makes sure I never say anything that's negative or nasty. And that's the genius of all geniuses.
Amen.
God Himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson and our guest, Mr. William Hart of the Delphonics. Mr. Hart, what is the genius behind that song that we just heard? Because we have never heard the Delphonics do it funky like that. What is that?
I figured if I would do something like that, it would have a message to it, and I still sing pretty on it.
Yeah, and you better believe do what to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
we like that. We like that. And I like
totally
that message.
Mm-hmm. There's another side of you that you need to see. Huh?
There's another side of you that you need to see.
And I'm talking about the part that you need to be. You got to find yourself before you lose yourself. And
that's
you can't put the blame on no one else.
No,
do
right
what
on.
You do, but know what you're doing. Go where you go, but know where you're going.
Right on.
Wow, that's a deep message right there. I like that, and the beat is funky, and it's new, it's different, you know, and
uh-huh.
It's really, you know, but see, that's what legends like yourselves do. You know how to stay relevant. You have us singing your new songs. You have us singing your legendary songs, and so this mm-hmm. is what makes you who you are, and so it's such an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to speak with you. We're going to go out on the rest of the playlist. I'm so thankful and grateful to have had you on our show. What I
yes.
am is I'm very respectful of your time, because we're on different time zones. But I do want to say that, Mr. Hart, you know, Marshall Thompson has his book out, and I know you all were just in Philadelphia.
Yes.
You were just in New York. He has his book out, The Last Man Standing, and it's talking about, you know, his life, all these years in show business. It gives us the full picture. And so we're looking forward to being able to get your book, your memoirs, and if you need mm-hmm. any help with that, like I said, I am a publisher.
That,
this
yes,
is Bumble for the Soul Publication.
I never got into writing a book. I don't know how, but I mean, I'm sure I can. It's a matter of, you know, doing it.
It's a matter
right
of collaboration,
way.
And I definitely
yeah.
want to welcome you into that. We're about to launch Signatures of Soul, and Marshall Thompson's Last Man Standing is definitely the
yeah.
forerunner that's going to kick that off, and we're looking forward to that. If you all want to catch up with the Shy Lights, you go to chi-lites.info, get up on that 2017 tour. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you, my brother, this February
yes.
11th in San Jose, the Shy Life, Marshall Thompson, and so many people are on that ticket. Now, Mr. William Hart, where are your travels in the Delphonics taking you? And tell everyone where they can catch up with you at. Let me see. I have your website up here, so they can go to lalameansiloveyou.com. Oh, my
yes.
goodness. I spoke with your web developer and your partner in creativity, Steve, and I know that he and Marshall are good friends. And
uh-huh.
it was wonderful to be able to, you know, hook up this
mm-hmm.
interview. I'm looking at the website. It's beautifully done. Our girl Pam Greer is on there looking
Steve's
through her album.
He's a genius
album,
when it comes
you know?
To that. He's my man. He don't let me make no mistakes.
Yeah. So the website is beautiful, and we want all of our listening audiences, our audience around the world, to go to lalameansiloveyou.com so that you can catch up with William Hart and the Delphonics. And you can sign up for their newsletter. There's just everything. Shop for their music and look at their personal art gallery and catch up with the Delphonics, the concerts and shows, and the social media links. And you can also catch up with me. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel and Soul School Music, a Gumbo for the Soul International Family brand. You can go to about.me/Gumbo for the Soul. And my book dropped September 22nd, 2016. It's called A Wretch Like Me, From Crack Addict to Change Agent. And I'm dropping the ebook February 24th, which will mark
That's
the 25th anniversary of me living a crack free life. And so everyone has a story to tell. It's about who will you trust to tell yours. And you can contact me, BeverlyBlackJohnson@gmail.com, if you need a publisher to help you get yours out there. Marshall Thompson, we're about to go out partying on the Delphonics music, my brother. Do you have any words you want to tell your partner before we get this party started?
Well, I'd like to thank my main man in the business for 50 years, and he knows that he's the man. When they holler William Hart's name with me, wherever I'm at, all over the world, you know, he is number one out there in the business when it comes to voice, taking care of business, coming to doing what he has to do to make it work. And that's what we do. We make it work.
We make it work.
And thank you, William, for coming on our show, and we love you.
Oh, I love you, brother. And I know me and you going to get this Entertainers United to help moving.
That's what we're going
to
do.
I know, because it's the right thing to do.
I would love to jump on that with you all, too. That is the right thing to do. And then also, Google, you know, the Delphonics, or Google the Shy Lights, so that you can pull up all of the social media accounts, because they are on Facebook and they are on Twitter. And also we're on Twitter at Tribe Family US. And so the poor people, power people, whatever we have to do, how are you?
Poor People Program, PPP.
The Poor PPP, Poor People Program. Now, you know, that's something that should be global. There is no reason for there to be any hunger or homelessness. And so,
we should take ourselves out of poverty.
You know, and when you think about it, this is something that the reason why I love that topic, Marshall and Mr. Hart, is because we spend trillions of dollars as black people, and it's time for us to have a black dollars conversation. These trillions of dollars, we're buying nails, we're buying weaves, we're buying back rubs, you know, to keep up with the nails and the weaves that's breaking our back. We're buying Nikes, we're buying Adidas, we're buying cars, spinners, gold, chains, gems, but we're not setting up legacies and bank accounts and stocks or, you know, money market, anything solid, and especially land. You know, we're not planting seeds and growing anything.
She's on it, Marshall. Yeah.
You know, well, see, I'm an advocate for literacy, and so that's why I had to stay focused, because if I was to take off, I'd go on a tangent. And so now I'm on the tangent. But I do want to...
And since you're on that tangent, just imagine all of the ghettos we simply can destroy because we'll have the money to buy them. We buy the machines, we bring the people to destroy and build paradises. In these so-called ghettos, we can rid the government of slums, and we will be helping the government. We can work right along. No electric bill for our poor people. They suffered long enough. No,
you better believe
no little housing bill, no being kicked out, no more pink slips. All that's over with. Poor People Program handles poor people situations.
And, you know, and the thing is to raise them up out of poverty to where, you know, that's where that financial literacy, and that's where that, you know, family counseling, and that's where that bond building. See, they tore our families apart, okay? And so we're not really here interested in helping the government as much as we are in helping our people, and that's taking the blinders off of their eyes. And everybody's not going to come, okay? You can't lead everybody to the promised land because everybody don't want to be free, okay? So
Listen to this. And you know, I've come across that scenario, right?
Uh-huh.
I figured out how to even get past that scenario, because everybody's poor. That's first. That's the bottom line. So everybody's still poor. Anytime you know, there's poor white people, there's poor black people, there's poor Puerto Ricans, et cetera, like I said, anytime all of us together don't own one factory, don't own one toilet paper factory when we have children and wives, it's an insult to our dignity.
Marshall, Tell her, Marshall, you can't tell a joke on here. I mean, I know you're serious, but you will lose me. Okay, Marshall ain't on the computer working the buttons. I am. Okay, so if you tell a joke and you lose me, that's it. Okay, Marshall gonna tell you goodbye. It was a nice show, but the music ain't gonna play. Okay, so Marshall, he said we don't own anything, no factories, no toilet tissue. Okay, he ain't lying. He ain't lying.
You're right. You're right.
Okay.
Poor people program. We can do it.
Poor people program, y'all. We can do that. Now, listen, we're going to go out on some rich music, and I just love, 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 love it all. So, quickly, let's go through the playlist. What inspired Didn't I Blow Your Mind this time? Whose mind did you blow?
I got to tell the truth. I wrote a song about your girl breaking my heart. Huh?
I said you ain't got to tell the whole truth.
I'll make it short.
You just got to tell the truth.
She kept breaking my heart, and I kept walking out the door, coming back like a fool, coming back. And then I said, you know, I'm going to write about this. It's got to be a hit because this ain't right. You know, anybody's going to treat you bad like this.
Oh, my God.
10 times or more.
Right.
Yes,
nobody hurts and have to go through this.
So I said, 10 times or more, yes, I walked out the door. I said, get this thing through your head. There'll be no more. And didn't I blow your mind this time?
Wow.
And
like,
from that point, that record was gone.
That is by far one of my favorites. I kid you not. What inspired La 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 means I love you. Same person.
Oh, man. They know about that, man. I used to tell that story all the time with my son. I used to say, La 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 La. I write about natural things. When I heard him saying that, and I know he wasn't talking, he must have been saying he loved me. He said, La 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 La. So I say, La La means I love you. I'm telling you, I went straight to the studio and cut it. Yeah, I take a word in a minute. The word that these people are using, and like ready or not, here I come. First of all, remember when we used to say that when we was kids?
Come on now.
When we were
playing hide and go seek.
Yeah. And I knew everybody knew that word.
Right. Well, ready, you know, I'm a quoteologist.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, ready or not, here I come. Bam, Mark.
Wow, beautiful. And you know, you said like you'll take a word in a minute, and so will I. As a quoteologist, you know,
yes.
We weave words, we weave life into our words, and then
right.
Break Your Promise. I love that song. That is so beautiful. Tell me about Break Your Promise, and then we're going to go ahead and go out. Marshall, you ready to hear these beautiful songs, my brother?
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready too.
Tell us about Break Your Promise,
my brother.
I loved
it so much that I couldn't bear her being out of my sight, you know? So I just wondering, are you going to break your promise, you know? She said that she loved me, you know what I mean? I wrote a song based on that scenario because I know a whole lot of people who is dealing with that same scenario. So I had to find a way to put music to it, you know?
Break your promise.
You know, it's like you're wondering all the time, you know, do he really love me or do she really love me, you know what I mean? You know, are you going to break your promise?
Yes. Well, I'm going to keep my promise, and my promise is to help you publish your book. I want to thank you for being here live with me on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, my brother from another. Marshall, my brother, I thank you so much.
That's right.
Without
my
you,
brother
none
from
of this
mother.
Would be possible. He's my brother from another, you know, and without him, none of this would be possible. I cannot wait to see you February 11th. I want to welcome all our listeners to another beautiful season here in 2017. Happy Black History Month. This is Beverly Black, and this is a Gumbo for the Soul International Family Brand. Mr. Hart, Mr. Thompson, the legends, their signatures in soul, their books, their words, these programs. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to history like you will never hear it. Gentlemen, is there anything you want to say to each other before we close this show?
Marshall, I want to tell you I love you, my brother, and I want to tell you that I learned a lot from you. I want to also tell you, man, you know, it don't make me feel good not to see you, you know, in the condition that we were when we were young, but we all growing older, and God has for us his plan, and I pray that it's the best of plans for you, you know.
Right.
And I'll always be your friend. You call me anytime, I call you anytime, we always answer.
And we always got some great ideas together. We always been friends for over 50 years. I mean, so many years. And my health was good at one time. I'm getting older now, 74 years old. So I'm doing very well. The Lord still have me here. I'm still on stage for that thing, and the people still enjoying it. So that's all I can go with.
That's right.
Amen to that. Yeah,
all you
amen
gotta do is
to
show
that.
Up the And the legacy was already set, so you ain't got to push too hard. You don't see me pushing too hard, do you? I just go and hit it and quit it.
That's right. That's the same thing I do. I go sit down there and let the younger guys in the group let them do their thing and sing my
music. Yeah. I'm about to start me a William Hart's Delphonics real soon.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. But that's another episode. Right now, I got this new music.
That's sure
and
another episode because you... Go ahead. I'm sorry, because I was going to say we'd love to have you back. That sure is another episode. And we have another show, our brother station, The Men at the Well. We want to invite you on there where you'll be speaking with Pastor Bruce E. Rivers. He is the brother of the first touchback that knelt in the end zone and said the prayer. He was with he's with the Philadelphia, I believe. But we'll get you scheduled. I'll give you a call later and we'll get you scheduled one-on-one with him and you can talk more about what you're doing. And Marshall, we need to get you back on that show too, because when you were on that show, you also had a concert. And so he talked to Gus most of the time. So I'll get both of you back on The Men at the Well, where y'all will be one-on-one with our Reverend Bruce Rivers.
Yes.
And that will be a great show. So Mr. William Hart, you are a legend. I want to tell you both that I love you.
Thanks.
I love your music.
Right.
It's only by the grace of God, I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that I would be able to tell my idols that I love their music. I grew up listening to this music.
Yes.
I grew up falling in love to this music. And so I want to thank you for all the legendary work and the artistry and the genius that you have given all of us. Thank you so very much for being here. Marshall Thompson, thank you for making Soul School Music possible. And I want to thank our sponsor, Geniuses Common. And I just want to thank God that we are able to do this. And so you all have a blessed rest of your evening, and we're going to go out on the music, all right?
All right. God bless you. Thank you, Marshall. Thank you, Beverly.
And God bless you. And God bless you both. Have a good one. All right. La la means I love you, everybody. Here we go.
That's right.
Wasn't true, and you passed them by. Though you're in the winner ring, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let me try? Yeah. that I needed in this world. You are the one for me.
One for me.
Let me hold you in my arms, girl, and fill you with my charms. I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I am saying are true.
Long enough to deserve
Oh, I got to leave.